Hi, this is Lala from the Pink Geek Podcast, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
For shizzle.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
Please, really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Okay, now we continue what we were talking about.
What were we talking themes. About?
Oh, for the
themes. For the Sidekick 3.
For the Sidekick 3. Oh, this is Ricky.
This is Stephanie.
This is Ryan.
And we're minus Herb. That's because he doesn't feel like talking tonight. Herb. But that's cool.
You don't have a spicy meatball without the herbs. What you don't?
This
ask
is episode 107.
Or the Italian man, he will tell you the exact same thing. You'll be like, "My mama, she make it a meatball without the herbs, no spicy." It's just
so meat. Foul Monkeys is nothing without herbs. Is that what you're
ball.
Saying?
I'm just saying it's not spicy.
Spicy.
What was that Taco Bell commercial? You remember, like spicy.
I'm spicy.
Yeah.
I think that was a Burger King commercial, and like he was like, you can't come up with your own slogan or whatever. Something like that. And he's like,
was it the spicy chicken nickname? Sandwich or
I have
something?
No
right?
idea what
he's
you're
like,
about.
I'm spicy. And
that's Herb, everybody. He's in the room.
He is in the room. He is over there.
So what do you think about the sound quality? Does it sound better?
It sounds fantastical.
It's better.
I think so, yeah.
We can actually hear each other breathe.
Before we were fucking people's ears, now we're making sweet love to
them. I don't know
them.
If I like that idea, though. The whole, not the fucking people's ear. Well, I don't like that either.
What,
the breathing? Because I breathe heavy. I'm fat.
I'm fat, too, believe me. I breathe heavy.
I'm just going to be like this.
Every, like, couple seconds. How often do you breathe? It's like every couple minutes, right?
No.
What?
Yeah, you just like...
You breathe like...
You breathe constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for like people who are like go-getters and stuff. But then there's people like me. I'm like, you know what?
Whatever, your mouth breathe too.
let me just hold this breathing off for another minute. I've got important things to eat. Let me ask you guys, do you guys breathe while you eat?
I don't think you can breathe while you're eating.
Yeah, because I sure as hell
don't.
My question
is, do you breathe while you pee? Like, when I pee, I don't breathe. It's kind of weird.
That
like,
is
when
weird.
I'm standing up,
I don't
breathe.
I don't know if I've ever taken
No, I know specifically that I do pee or breathe while I pee because I've been really drunk. I'm like, I piss right in these woods. I don't care.
I've never pissed.
Piss right in these woods.
I did piss right in the woods.
Excuse me.
Unacceptable.
I know. People can hear that now. We used to be able to go.
I've got the black lung.
That's like those girls that sneeze and they go. I'm like, oh, shut up. Just let it out before you break your back.
Sometimes I like make a meowing noise.
Sometimes I sneeze like
Hitler. Do you make a noise like this after you sneeze?
No. That's a purring.
Or you make something like this, maybe.
I really enjoy sneezing. It's the orgasm of the nose.
It's a nosegasm. Are you just going to run that in the background for the rest of the show? There's also two people fucking in this room. It's pretty interesting.
And there's only one girl.
They're getting on the sex swing as we speak.
I offered to. He wasn't down for it.
The sex swing? Oh, on the show?
Yeah, on the show. Donald, you didn't type thing. Mm.
Technically offer, but you did say that I wouldn't be down for it, which you are correct.
Well, you said specifically that you wouldn't.
When did I say specifically that I wouldn't?
We were talking about...
Is that specifically or pacifically?
I just don't like to have a...
Because dolphins live in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Pacific Ocean. I fucked it up. Son of a bitch. No, we were talking about, and you said that, I think we were talking about phones. Something like that. And you said you couldn't have sex while you were on the phone.
Whoa.
I said that too.
People
until
would
her.
Know if I was having sex when I'm on the phone.
Cause how?
Because you'd be talking all like you're having sex while
no,
you're on the
phone. That's not true, because you totally answered the phone when I was doing that thing.
Oh, doing what thing?
I don't remember who called, though.
I sounded distracted. If you listen to the phone call, I sounded distracted. They probably just didn't
pick.
I don't know.
You were in the middle of doing your thing and someone called and you picked up the phone?
Yeah.
I think what happened was, we're doing the thing and the phone rang and I went and got it real quick. I came back and then things continued.
No, because it was on the windowsill.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, I think when I reached over, we stopped for at least a moment.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Because that doesn't make any sense. How would you continue?
No, but I like, because all you have to do is this. You didn't have to, like... Lift up your crotch area.
Well, okay, regardless, I don't like having an audience. Otherwise, I would be in porn.
I think it's interesting. I think it's fun if somebody's on the phone while you're messing.
Uh-huh.
Just so you can see what
Herb
you can.
Herb and I have done that, too.
Yeah, just so you can see what you can make them do. So, or, like, you know, make them, if they're going to make a noise or give it. If
Herb
they're totally
that,
stoic
like,
the whole time, then...
I think you did that with my mom on the phone.
Oh, I can't. No, that's a rule.
Yeah,
that's
that, like I wouldn't be. He wouldn't let me do that with his mom.
No,
on
and
the
I was
phone.
Like,
stop,
that's fucking
stop.
Weird. Oh, I did that with his mom on the phone.
Oh, you're dirty. You're a
dirty
boy.
Bastard.
Sorry. He said Herb said it was hot. It's like hot. I want to get a sound bit of saying it's hot.
I bet you could. I bet there's like 62 of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I'm a dirty white boy.
So, you know, everybody in this room is going to have, well, almost everybody in this room is, everybody in this room will have a sidekick.
Yes. By Thursday.
Three of us will
have
sidekick threes.
Sorry. I'm getting used to the new.
Well, I wanted to get an ID, but then when I found out that it has this USB port that's completely fucking useless. I decided I'm going to spend, and I did the math, you know, I checked my finances and everything, and I mean, he's getting it for me for my birthday, but he was only going to get me the ID, because that's a lot to spend on a birthday present, I think, when we haven't been dating that long, so
right.
I'm just going to throw in the extra money.
I bought Herb a car on the first date.
No, you did not. No. Whatever, baller.
That must be one hell of a dick sucking.
Yeah, you could say that.
I mean, I can say that has happened before. Cause
somebody bought you a car?
No. My, Stevens, my ex-husband's girlfriend, gave him a car the 2 days after they met.
She's a slut.
No, it wasn't really a nice car. It was like this truck that was mostly rust. And it was all like he turned it on. He's like, "Look at my truck!" When he came to pick up the baby once, and I'm like, "I'm not gonna let the baby ride in that because he would have died from carbon monoxide poisoning. There was that much smoke coming out of this truck. It was ridiculous.
I can't imagine Steven in a truck too because he's all like,
"No, he's okay. He looks white trash. He fits right in."
Did you meet Steven?
Yeah.
He met Steven before when we were still together.
And he told me all about his belt buckle.
He had a belt buckle that had a lighter in it.
Yeah, that.
And he'd take it out. God. It was a Zippo lighter.
He's like, "Oh yeah, check it out. My lighter's got a belt buckle. I mean, my belt buckle's got a lighter."
And I didn't know this, but apparently this is all Steven talked about at my baby shower.
Yeah, I was like, you know, you're having like a.
So why were you at her baby
another
shower?
Another human is coming out of your wife.
Wait, you guys were together. That's how you knew each other, right?
The miracle of birth is going to occur.
Why was Ryan at your baby shower?
Me and Ryan met at DC.
I was drunk. Okay. I was real drunk, and I was just going from house to house.
And you just happened to fall on her house.
I was peeing on their porch. And her dad came out and was like, "What the fuck?
My dad's son of a bitch."
And then Steven came out and was like, "Hey, dude, cool. Check out my belt buckle. It's got a lighter in it." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. No. Can you light the cigarette?" And then we got to talking. And then I was like, "Hey, your lady's looking pretty hot there." And he's like, "Oh, well,
she's nine months pregnant.
She's going to have my baby.
She's going to have my baby. But check out this belt buckle." Meanwhile,
no, we knew at GC.
And then I was like, and I was like, "Hey, are those sausage balls?" And she's like, "Hell yeah!" And I was like, "It's
I told you about the sausage balls.
I still don't remember them, but the fact that you told me about them, I like them.
You tore them up. You ate like 70. My mom was sausage like, balls are good. Who's that guy that's eating all the sausage balls? And I'm
who's
like,
who's that guy that looks like he came
straight
out of the
mountains? Think I was a vegetarian the first time I came
over?
Yeah,
they did. Your dad was
totally testing me. He was like, "Do you want some pork chops, hippie?"
He's like, "Hell yeah."
He looked at the long hair and he was like, "This fucking dude's vegan."
Well, if you had never met Ryan before, like,
I'm wearing
you just
a t-shirt
saw
and some jeans.
No, like when what you were wearing when my dad met you was that dress shirt, the brown one with the orange stripes.
Dress shirt.
It's very granola looking. He's very granola looking.
Have I
dude.
Seen that shirt?
Yeah, probably. It's been in my trunk for a while because it smells real bad.
Not anymore.
but you
could see how he...
It hasn't been washed still.
Oh, why did you put it?
I didn't think about it until recently, but it keeps surpassing the wash.
There's a lot
it's
of
in my
stuff
trunk.
That has not made it out of Ryan's car.
I know.
We barely get out of it.
Like my guitar and amp.
Today I think he was accusing me of throwing away his shoes.
I didn't accuse you of throwing them away. I just thought they were moved.
No, you were like, "Where are my shoes?" And I'm like, they might be in the closet where the shoes are. And he's all like, "They're not in here. Where are they?" And then like he's all
perturbed.
Well, because every time he has all this crap, like these clothes that don't fit him, that have holes in them, and we have to keep them in a box on the top of the closet that's labeled "not trash."
Because and you never know. You
we
might
didn't
be able
label
wear them.
That box "not trash." That box that came to
by,
us labeled yeah. "not trash."
Oh. Somebody else.
Thank you.
But
it was pre-labeled
"not trash." So he has
it's
all
a cardboard
this stuff,
box.
And I'm trying to get rid of it.
Corrugated cardboard.
Because he doesn't need it at all.
I'm like, going to lose weight.
That's not the point. You still
I've
have
been
clothes
saying
that
have
holes in them. But listen, if I lose weight and then like... I have all these fucking clothes that don't fit me, then I have to spend hundreds upon thousands of dollars to replace my wardrobe.
No, Ryan, this is what you do. You get renter's insurance, and then say somebody robbed your house and took all your clothes, and you get
someone
all new clothes.
Someone set all my things on fire.
Just mine.
They took all my clothes out in my backyard.
But if you lose weight, the bears won't love you anymore.
That's,
you can't
okay.
stand that.
He's
I'm
not really
what
that
if,
big.
What am I going to...
He's not big at all.
Oh, but. Yeah. And Steffi was talking about how I'm a weird shape.
I did not
And
say
I'm
that.
An odd transition between fat and thin.
Oh.
And that no one would like me because of that.
No.
She's like, "No gay man would ever find you attractive."
I didn't.
She totally did.
I did not say that. No.
She's like, "You're a
what
weird
I
shape.
Said.
And, like, you make people think of Darth Vader."
No, that is not what
you're
I
as cuddly as Darth Vader.
You're a cub, Ryan.
I said
a
that...
A spiky Darth
he,
Vader.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but I think he said that he could just, you know, go get a gay man if we broke up or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but I'm like...
We could totally hook you up, Ryan.
I was telling him that, you know, the really, like, queenie ones that, like, the really skinny guys wouldn't like him because he's a little too big for that, and then he's not quite, like, a bear because he's not big enough for that.
He's a cub.
Yeah.
So...
There you go, ma'am.
Oh, well, I didn't know that this was a phrase, not being a gay male myself. I didn't get the rule book.
You've got to learn the lingo.
Or the glossary of acceptable
send
gay
her the,
male.
Now,
if he loses weight,
code.
Then he would be like an otter or something like
I'm
that.
I'm not really that
an
hairy, otter. Though. Yeah. That's the thing, is I'm not...
Yeah, you're not very hairy.
I'm not very hairy. It's just an illusion.
So if you lose weight, you'd be a twink, I guess.
A twink?
What's a twink? Never heard
it's
that.
Like...
You need to get down with the lingo.
I know more of it than you do.
You didn't know cub earlier.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't remember it.
A twink is like
I've heard
a
it
really
before.
Skinny gay guy that is like hairless and like has blonde hair.
Like a TV portrayed gay man?
Yes.
Okay.
I see.
What's his name?
Herb is...
He's not blonde, but he is skinny and hairless looking. You're just you? You're your own?
I don't know what Herb is.
He is in a category known as spices and other miscellaneous.
You're silly.
A twink is a term used in homosexual circles.
Are you on
only in circles, no squares. To describe a man with a smooth, youthful, only slightly muscular physique.
I think they call that athletic. twink is also a term referred to as players in World of Warcraft who have like really high level main characters and use an excessive amount of money to make a low level character extremely powerful in low level player versus player. Mm-hmm. So like they completely dominate, like there's other people have no chance. Yeah.
I just think it's funny that he can manage to work World of Warcraft into any conversation.
Twink is a commonly used term in
World of
Warcraft.
You're like, so Darfur, huh? And he's like, you know, in World of Warcraft, Darfur is referred to as, you know, some guy that hasn't gotten any food or gotten any...
What?
Darfur.
What is that?
Oh,
it's an African nation that's...
genocide.
Oh, speaking of Africa, the barons in World of Warcraft is similar to Africa.
They'll totally do. On the forums,
barons chat is like it's off the chain.
It's all day.
Savannah, you have to kill Savannah lions everywhere.
I see.
Fleeting plane striders.
Oh god. Chocobos.
No, there's no chocobos. That's the Final Fantasy world.
You're so gross.
I refer to them as chocobos. It seems that everybody pronounces that word differently.
Yeah.
I say chocoba.
You know you don't. You've never played Final Fantasy. You lying son of a bitch.
All right,
you almost spit out your Gatorade there.
Well, we were actually talking about 16 and a half minutes ago worth of themes to our sidekicks. Ryan made a Foul Monkeys theme for our sidekicks.
Yay!
It's awesome.
It is super cute.
So if you have a Sidekick 3 and you want our theme, then where do they go? Or should I just send it to them?
Check it out. I'd say just email and then send it to them.
And I'll email you the directions that Ryan gave me because they're really clear.
Except for add the S on the end of the word theme.
Yeah, because
I forgot that. I realized it right after I sent it. I was almost going to like IM you and be like, hey, put the S on there. And then like I forgot about it because of some transfer.
You're getting sex.
No, there was transferring thorium ore between.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, I paused playing WoW to make that thing, so... I did some of it at work, though.
Well, going from WoW to Harry Potter.
Yay!
It's all fantasy. You gotta keep it all fantasy.
So sick.
Fantasy.
Of Harry Potter.
Why?
Fantasy!
I'm really excited because I went to work and there's like everybody has it or everybody is reading it or read it or whatever. And
excuse me.
I'm just like tired of people talking about it at work. And then they're like, oh my god, can you believe someone actually put the results on. The internet
of the
and
Harry
that,
Potter vote.
I just can't believe someone would do that and hurt our feelings like
can.
That.
Well, like, it's that they've done it every year. It's 7 years later. You think they'd be, you know, a little more aware of what's going to happen? No, I don't want anybody to bash it.
My microphone's not plugged in. I don't have the third one. I don't have the fourth
bash
one.
Bash the hell out of it.
For anybody that hasn't picked it up, it was super, super good. I only cried like once. I teared up like four times though.
That's a spoiler right there.
That's
that
not
was
a, spoiler.
A total spoiler.
That is not a spoiler.
Like, I only cried one time, obviously.
It was really sad
because,
that the book ended. Oh, I'm being taken off.
Okay, here's my two cents.
Here, let her
about
talk
Harry
into
Potter.
It, too.
No, here,
I just
take
need,
mine.
I just
take
need
mine.
To make a statement. Anything that I am not able to escape from because of popularity is fucking gay. Apple, Gwen Stefani, Harry Potter, even the Wii. Anything that I cannot escape on a day-to-day basis, I cannot not hear about it. beyond my control is not cool. That's not cool. I want to be able to like separate from the world and not hear about bullshit that everybody's doing. I asked 10 different people last week and what they did with their weekend, and all of them said Harry Potter. That is not okay. That's not cool. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, like before we go into more Harry Potter, can we talk about the girl that hit on you at Walmart? Okay.
Take it.
Like nasty, toothless, like
you might have to describe her. Her name is Ashley.
I guess I don't even remember.
And she was a friends
with this guy that named Dustin that doesn't do any work that I work with that nobody likes. And they came up and like forcefully tried to get like my number.
And I was standing there right beside
him. And told me to like write it down. And I was like, I'm like, she's like, so do you have any like kids or anything? Because you know I'm 22 and I live in Lakeland, so I must have like four kids.
No, but she, the first question she asked,
the first like, everybody I work with is younger than me and has kids. Yeah.
The first question that she asked him is, do you go to the Hatter? And Herb's like,
oh my god, she goes to the Hatter.
Well, I don't think she does. I think she was just trying to impress him to let him know that she knew about it. Because she really wasn't the type that
would
go there.
That's not impressing. That is not an impressing.
No, but she thought that she was impressing.
Don't they meet in like an abandoned dumpster downtown now?
But anyway, so she asked me to write my number down. And I was like, I was just fucking with her.
But what did you learn about her during the conversation?
That she's divorced and her husband was gay or turned out to be gay and she already has a kid.
And it's like, and she's 19?
Wait, whoa. Her husband turned out to be gay.
And it's like, wow.
And she's hitting on a gay guy.
And she doesn't realize it's gay. I told her I was engaged just to fuck with her to see how far she would go.
Herb was like
she
this.
Kept going. When someone says they're engaged, you shut the hell up and leave.
White trash.
I had to walk away because I had to laugh so hard. I had to walk
white
away.
White trash ran again.
Because she was so desperate.
I know. And
why didn't you just like grab his ass or something?
Because I...
You should have like hardcore made out with him right on the spot.
I so
she would be like, what the... Set herself on fire.
What is this keep
happening? She's like, I can't do this anymore.
I wanted to see...
I just want a straight one.
Herb was so embarrassed. Okay, we're back.
He didn't know what to do.
We had a scare there for a minute. We thought
please
we were going to
start over. Please hold for technical difficulties.
You should get one of those.
What? Please hold for technical difficulties?
Yeah, or like one of those emergency warning beeps.
I have one of those in my computer somewhere, but... So, are we finished about Harry Potter? Did you want to say anything
I'm
else?
Harry Potter! I'm excited that everybody is really, you know, into it. Everybody's checking it out. And it'll die down. It's going to go away.
Yeah, because the series is over.
Hey, Stephanie, put your microphone...
And then once the...
Hold on.
We don't have to pause. Yeah.
That's just cute.
Oh, you're giving the microphone Eskimo kisses.
And that's how she contracted her first MTD. Microphone transmitted disease.
Never mind, I don't want to say anything.
What were you going to say?
I was going to talk about going to the doctor today and how she kind of offended me a little bit.
What'd she say? Whoa. Was she checking your punani out?
Yeah, because I went to get birth control.
Oh, okay.
And they have to for some reason.
So we can do it everywhere.
Yeah, I actually got I got the season, which is where I don't have a period at all for like 3 months.
Doing
Ooh,
it
is that good
everywhere.
For your body?
Yeah. It's like a lower dose estrogen or something, and it's pretty much the same principle as...
Welcome to birth control talk.
Like some girls will skip the placebo portion of their pack of pills and just go straight in, and then that'll eliminate their period as well, but this is safer than doing that because it's like approved.
And yeah, it's hormone regulated.
Yeah.
What about the ring thing?
It's what they have to like measure you and get you fitted and you insert it and it like releases.
They
got to
get you fitted.
It's just like a diaphragm. You have to be fitted for a diaphragm too, but they have to be fitted and they teach you how to insert it and everything. And
it seems like you get an infection if you keep it in there.
I'm not really into is that I don't want to remind myself every week that I need to stick, you know, my fingers at my vagina to remove a ring from my cervix.
What's wrong with that? You don't stick your fingers up your vagina anyway?
No.
Cervix sounds
No, I don't do manual stimulation. It does not work for me.
Static X song. There's this one song, I swear to God, they're saying cervix. Do your cervix, cervix. Do your cervix, cervix.
I don't.
Like, they're just naming our naming off parts you're of the vagina.
Like, no, but she's all like, the way she like she's a friend of my mom, so she's really, you know, really open with me and really, you know, not very professional. And she like at all really. So she pats my leg and she's like, because you know it's in the stirrup things, and she pats my leg and she's like, okay, well, we're gonna make sure we send this off for a gonorrhea and a chlamydia test as well. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, no, because she saw my face, like I was really offended, because she was all like, we'll make sure we do that, you know, like because you look dirty. But
damn.
But no, she's like, no, I have to tell everybody that because it's something we're doing for everybody now. It's mandatory. They have to test.
Is it because of that HPV crap and all
yeah,
that stuff?
Yeah, HPV.
Why wouldn't they do that like automatically anyway?
Because it's.
Is
I think,
it expensive?
I'm not sure. She said you're going to see it on your bill. It's going to be listed separately. You're going to be like, I didn't order that. Oh my god, I didn't order that.
I didn't order that shit.
Well, I'm really like a doctor could tell me to do the weirdest shit, and I would do it just because I'm so.
Afraid?
I just do what they tell me to do because they're professionals.
That scares the hell out of me.
They're professionals that want lots of money.
They spent eight years in school.
It turns out that you need to chop off your hand and put another one on.
You need a new flux capacitor in your butt.
Your air filter's not working.
We're gonna
anymore.
Have to take you in.
It should sound like this.
Humans are like cars.
Doctors are like mechanics that. Just invested more time and get paid more money. They're just like, oh yeah, your
really
gonorrheal
like
intake valve is.
I've really had nice
clogged
doctors.
With mucus-related funguses that are not conducive
keep
to your.
Going
well,
unless you
I
stop
know.
It.
Yeah, we need to like
to your butthole. What I'm trying to say is the butthole.
I know that you guys don't listen. You listen to Don and Drew, right?
Yeah.
You don't listen to any podcast.
I don't listen
right?
to them recently.
Correct.
Do you listen to any other podcasts?
Keith and the Girl. Which is funny because they hate each other, podcasts. Like the two podcasts. But I love Keith. I like Keith and Girl better than Don and Drew. Really. I'm sorry. They are
dun, dun,
a little funnier.
Oh my God.
Don and Drew is sort of doing the same
Don
stuff.
Don and Drew is going to like hate
over
your
and
show
over
now.
Again. No, they're
they
not.
They probably don't know me, actually.
They are not going to hate you. They will understand that you love them. He has the shirt.
What is that thing?
He's
and
a
the stickers. Foul orange orangutans.
Something about yellow butts or something.
Oh, but I like them. It's just that I happen to like Keith and the Girl. They put an hour into their show or more, and he's a comedian.
And
he's super
up to
funny.
An hour six.
And they have celebrity guests on there sometimes. Like not like huge one. They had like Bobcat Goldthwait on there.
I hate him.
That would be annoying.
No, it was really. He doesn't talk. No, he doesn't talk like that.
Oh, he doesn't.
No,
he doesn't. Okay. He just has like kind of a like.
I can't do that
whiskey
voice. I hate that shit.
No, and he was really. Like, he was talking about a new movie he did, and they have. I mean, they've had
God
a couple.
Stand the way he fucking talks.
He has a kid.
No, he's talking about the new movie he did.
Oh, I was gonna say if he has a kid, that'd be funny. Like that thing with like Bobcat Goldthwait baby talk. He'd be all like, I have a bottle.
No, he doesn't talk like that for real. But it was really cool. Like I just like them a little more. So.
Well, they're cool. I was just going to say that we have a couple of new podcast listeners, like podcasters listening to our show.
Oh, cool.
So we have Michael from QCast Connecticut.
Ooh.
And then we also have Tim.
What's QCast?
Tim from Go Rainbow Radio. And some people call me Tim.
Oh, see, when you put that on the board, I thought you were going to talk about like how people at work don't know your name or something, and they call you Tim.
Some people call me Tim.
I just roll with it.
I
just saw
cool. I like,
Tim taking a piss in the break area. It's cool. I get away with everything.
And then another thing is I was listening to another podcast I listened to called Archer Radio, mm-hmm. and I never thought that he even listened to my show, but he actually – or our show, my show, whatever. Right.
It's your show.
Okay, good. I'm glad you guys see it that way.
Yeah. I have contributed nothing financially.
Podcast.
But he mentioned us on his show, and I was like,
oh, that's cool.
What did he say?
So I was really happy. He was like, I heard that on Foul Monkeys. And I was
Did
he say that Stephanie girl is super
cute?
I love her so much. Some people should.
It wasn't that much. It was like 2 seconds of time. But it was still enough to be like,
that's cool.
Oh my God.
To where somebody's be like, Foul Monkeys. I think I'll Google that.
That would be
awesome.
If you
awesome. Google foul monkeys images, it's like one of the first things that comes up.
Really?
Yeah.
I know we're like the first 20 things pop up in regular Google.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Mine, if you type in Ryan sites. Tarpley, which is my full name,
it does.
It's all doctors and lawyers, and then it makes me really sound like, look how successful these other Ryan Tarpleys are. Hooray! I live in a box. I can hear my upstairs neighbors fucking.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
He was you heard getting it.
I was trying to go to bed and then he's like
pussy.
No, but it was we've never heard them have sex before.
Never.
Never, ever.
We've maybe been there they for were almost, just maybe it was their anniversary.
Celibate. Yeah,
but they never have just sex. Tell me how much it but costs. I swear to God, he fucked her or I don't even know, are this a woman and a man up there?
I don't know what it is. I don't know
we've
what it
never
is.
Met them.
There is like a really metro looking guy up there, so man, you never
I don't know,
but
they were fucking for like it was like an hour and a half. Like, I'm serious. Like, it stopped for like maybe 5 or 10 minutes and then just continuous.
Maybe they're on crystal meth.
Ooh.
They could be.
Maybe that makes, isn't that supposed to make you like really horny or something?
Crystal meth all night.
Yeah. Does it make you horny?
I've never done crystal meth.
Cocaine does.
Let me consult my dad.
I mean, I've heard that it does. If you want to hang out.
I don't know anything about drugs.
No, I mean, no one should because Stephanie's they're like, illegal substances.
I think I really think that it's something that he should have experienced.
But I've heard from
I just don't want to admit it.
Colleagues
well, that I'm cool with
it. It makes you horny. Makes you want to do it.
What, cocaine?
Yes.
Do it.
Oh.
I did that once, but I was makes just like, I felt like I couldn't makes breathe because I couldn't feel my nose anymore.
I had to, so that's the only time I ever had it.
You had to do cocaine?
Did somebody
why
hold,
did you have to
hold a gun to your head?
No, they healed my face to the
holy shit.
Oh.
What do you have, Scarface holding you down or something?
No, it was on
you
my
fucking
neck.
Cockroaches.
One of the guys in the list of douche.
Jesus Christ. Seriously? I could, and I'm not going to, but hypothetically, I could treat you worse than any woman I've ever been with in my life. And it would still be better than, like, all the guys you've dated.
Yeah. It's true. I don't know why.
You never told me about that.
Yes, I did.
You didn't tell me about that, no. Oh. No, that, well, no, was, you did not.
I thought I did.
No.
Oh. It was,
secrets are coming out on
Family. No, it was... No, I broke up with him the next day.
That would have been a Lorena Bobbitt thing.
After you got the feeling back on your face?
No. His name was Derek. He was really, really mean.
You should have sneezed.
Right? But he was...
Oh, he would have been pissed.
I bet he would have. I didn't think about that. Yeah. But his name was Derek. He was really, really mean to me. And he wanted to go...
Was he dreamy, though?
Oh, he was really hot.
Uh-huh.
And he drove all the hot ones are mean as fuck. He drove a motorcycle... But I wouldn't get on it, like, unless he told me I had to, so...
And you're talking about the motorcycle, right?
Yeah. It was a Ducati. It was super pretty.
I don't know what that means.
It's an Italian bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a Harley. It's really pretty, though.
Is it like a crotch rocket?
I guess.
Do you have to, like, lean forward to ride it?
No.
Can you sit up, like...
Yeah. Like, I rode on the back of it. I guess we... I don't know. I guess I kind of leaned forward, yeah. I don't remember. I don't think
is
so.
Does it look like it was made out of plastic?
Yes.
Okay, it's a crotch rocket. Yeah, I fucking hate those things.
Sorry. But the point is that...
Or a rice rocket.
He wanted to go see his dealer, you know, to get more. And I don't...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't really approve of cocaine. Or, like, really, heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, anything. I don't really do any harder drugs. You're ridiculous.
Art.
Could you hear it?
Yes, you could totally
over the
hear
microphone.
It.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
I heard this, and I heard this, and I heard this.
You did not hear all three of those. It was
much.
Not juicy.
And then this.
And that was my favorite. How many? Did you buy a whole CD of fart sounds? 75 of the most glorious fart sounds you've ever witnessed.
And this was my favorite. This was my... I know I just said this last time, but this is my favorite.
It's good. It's short and gets to the point.
Oh, it gets somewhere.
straight to the point.
So where were we? Oh, on podcast listeners. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, we go on tangents a lot.
We do.
Yeah, so those are like some new podcast listeners. Can you hear?
Yeah, hold on. I temporarily heard.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
Is it not working?
No, it's working now, but
I think he has a short in his wires.
Tightly.
He has short in his wires. Also, remember the contest or the thing that we were going to do?
Sorry, baby. I got a short in my wires. I cross streams. I'm supposed to cross the stream. Oh my God. You ever seen Ghostbusters, baby? I am the key master.
Oh, nerd.
Rick Moranis is totally going to fuck that chick. He was. And then somehow him fucking that chick turns into Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. That's the weirdest baby. If I was Rick Moranis, I'd be like, that ain't my fucking kid. Okay, nowhere in my line was there. I'm diabetic, so there's no fucking way that's my kid. Do I look like a sailor to you?
Ethan looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Who?
Ethan?
My baby.
Yeah, well, he does.
I think
either
crying.
That or the Michelin Man.
Is he?
I think he's crying. Maybe not. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hey, Ryan, remember when I was talking about the next five people that go onto iTunes and leave us a review?
Get some, a bumper sticker? Bumper stickers, yeah.
Only four people have done it.
Lame.
And only one person has sent us their address. So I wonder if that means they're just doing it for free.
That's cool.
Since they didn't give it to me.
Sweet.
Oh.
Sweet.
No, hold on. He's not crying.
Oh, okay.
I had a customer that had just moved from Wyoming, and I told her
about
you, and she said she still has a Wyoming driver's license. So I asked her if she could fax it to me.
I have to have soil and rocks.
You said last time a driver's license with device.
That's what you
okay,
said.
Okay, fine. Did I really say that?
Yes.
I can actually pull it from the last one.
I'm going to need to pull a sound clip.
Yeah,
that tells me nothing. That is the internet. There are so many lies and deceit on the internet.
That's not even funny.
Yeah, seriously.
That is obviously
Ryan Tarpley.
And it's you know what's even more of a diss? Like I have a sister, and if I look her up on Google, she's one of like the first two or three.
Ouch.
Yeah. Right. Well, her name is less common though.
What's her name?
Savannah.
No, it's not.
That's a less common name than Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I've met only one other Savannah in my life.
You dated her?
Georgia?
I've had... No, not Georgia. What'd you say?
And you dated her.
Yes.
Well, when you say date, do you mean like you stuck your penis in her? Or you actually took her out to
the
movie?
No, like we dated, kind of. We went out places. We went to places.
He stuck his penis.
We hung out as friends relations.
Did you stick her pee-pee in her butthole?
No, God, no. I've never stuck anything in anyone's butthole.
You should.
No.
No, I'm not. It doesn't interest me.
If it's not mine, then fuck you.
No.
If you're not going to stick it in my asshole, then fuck you,
Ryan. That's still cheating, even if I say no.
Oh, I know.
And you go to another source because
I
said no.
What if you tell him no and he does it to you? Is it still cheating?
If he does it to me and I say no, that's rape, motherfucker.
Oh, rape's not a funny
you with my
thing.
Yes, it is. Have you ever heard those rape victims on like Dateline and shit? Hilarious. Like, if you don't know somebody's, that's what they're watching, you just hear them. You're like, what are you watching, Mom? It's Dateline. It's horrible. Why are you laughing at this?
Rape is only funny if you're raping a clown.
I had on my short skirts, and no top. And he raped me.
And my sister.
I don't know why I wasn't asking for it. I only had 10 beers and his Xanax.
Now I'm going to feel bad because there's probably some rape victim that's listening to the show that's like, oh my God, I can't listen to this anymore.
If you are a rape victim, please contact us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or call our hotline at 206-984-FOUL and let us know.
Why?
Because we want to know if we have any rape people on our...
But that's such a downer.
We'll support them and talk about rape.
Okay.
In a good way.
Like little rubber bracelets and stuff.
Crying.
Oh, we'll do red bracelets.
That's for AIDS.
If you've been raped and contracted AIDS.
Oh, you better be careful about what you say.
Oh, no AIDS. What are you talking about? No AIDS or Jews or Israeli
Muslims.
People or, yeah. What else the fuck were we supposed to talk about?
No black people.
No black people.
We can't talk about anyone being different from each other because everyone's right. Exactly the same.
Right.
There's no such thing as an individual, and there are no differences between any people, male or female. Actually, I don't even know what male or female is because they don't exist.
Right.
Oh.
You know what I learned in my women's studies class is there's actually 5 sexes.
What are the other ones?
There's MRFs.
What is MRFs?
MRFs, MRFs, and some other one.
It's a MRF.
A MRF, I think I can
it's
remember.
A tiny blue creature.
A MRF is a male that is MRF born
this chick.
With testicles but has a vagina.
Like a hermaphrodite.
Holy shit.
Well, but there's different hermaphrodites. That's where that comes from.
Oh, right, so there's not
and then
really
a sperm is a female born with ovaries but has a penis.
Yeah, it's.
But a hermaphrodite has both sets of. I don't know. How old are those drinks? I don't know. Drink it.
Oh.
Should we pause?
No.
It's not a disorder because it happens in a lot of people. Like
no, it's genetic. It's not.
It's a lot.
I think it's 5% of the population are hermaphrodites. 5 to 8% if you read the book Middlesex by Jeffrey Eugenides, you get a whole.
Oh, smart!
You get it's a whole. It's a book about a hermaphrodite. There's a lot of information, and it's really interesting.
It's really neat, but they actually say there's 5 sexes
that's
in the world.
Same
well, it's
oh they do defend that they defend that in women's studies.
Why is it now?
Now, more than ever.
What about, like the ancient... But what about a lot of, ancient cultures where it was actually normal to be bisexual, to have sex with both?
Sometimes men like women. Sometimes men like
there
women.
Well,
they like
no
to do
normal.
Both.
And then there are bisexuals, and some people say they're just kidding themselves.
I'm just asking. I'm just wondering.
Why did I bring that up?
What?
Why did I bring up the 5 sexes thing? Oh, because you didn't know if there was a difference between male and female. You don't know the difference between male and female.
There isn't one. It doesn't exist.
But everybody should read the book. It's really interesting.
Everyone is exactly the same.
I'm not.
Everyone is a genetic clone of one another. There are no differences.
So if everyone's like me, if everyone's like me, then everyone's gay, and I'm so happy about
everyone
that.
Everyone is gay, straight, and bi simultaneously.
Oh. That's a lot of fucking.
That's a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Everyone fucks everyone and no one simultaneously.
Notices it.
We are the most paradoxical people ever to exist.
So, all right, bumper stickers. People, if you left reviews on iTunes, please email us your address so
everyone
we can send you the bumper stickers.
And no one has.
I haven't
reviews.
Gotten them yet because I'm waiting for the 5 people to actually do it. And we have 4, so we're waiting on that 5th person.
Do it.
Basically.
And
wait, do I get one?
A lot of people say there's not one on there from you.
Oh,
that's bullshit. I'm the second one.
What's your name on there?
Liberate the G-Spot.
Excuse me.
Oh. No, okay, this is
no,
the thing.
You sent me that thing saying, I read your review, your review is la la la, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah,
you're
but
amazing.
See, this is the thing. A lot of people are asking me this. They're like, why don't I get one? Because I gave you one before. Well, that wasn't part of the
it
deal.
It should be a retroactive contest.
Oh, my God, and I'm not that. All right.
I'm just
if you
kidding.
Would like to send some money to our PayPal
I'm
account, I would be more than happy to buy everyone
or
a bumper sticker.
Or buy some merchandise from the Foul Monkey store.
Merch.
Exactly. That's where I'm getting the bumper stickers
there's
from.
There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. You can get your own damn bumper stickers. I actually need to order a hoodie. I wanted to get a hoodie.
I need to order a thong.
They do have thongs.
They do.
And a baby tee for me. I look super cute in one. my thong and my baby tee. You know, I'm just lounging around the house, just chilling.
What's so?
Baby, you know, from work. Yeah, I'm just hanging out my thong and baby tee.
We should totally get a baby tee and a thong and have Ryan outside and take photos.
I mean, I'm not going out of the house.
Why wouldn't he? You ran around in a mankini.
That was late at night, and it was in the woods.
So if we take you out to the middle of the woods late at night in a thong and a baby tee, can we take pictures of you?
That's dirty. What? Are we going to get to do the same thing with you?
You can.
just me. So how is that fair?
Because Ricky and Herb like men.
Listen. I like to leave something to the imagination.
Something.
I'm not just gonna have my balls hanging out over there everywhere.
We'll tuck them for you behind.
You can get you one of those. What are they called? Gaffer belts.
What is that?
A gaffer belt.
Isn't a gaffer? I don't know if there's any transvestites.
Sounds really familiar.
If so, isn't a gaffer belt the thing that they wear to
tuck
it back for? So then when they're wearing evening gowns, or I'm serious. So when they're wearing evening gowns, it has.
If you're a transvestite
down the front,
and you know what a gaffer belt is, or have a gaffer belt,
let's Wikipedia that shit.
No, don't.
I believe it's G-A-F-F-E-R.
Gaffer belt.
I remember it from Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, but I'm not sure if that was its function.
Midnight in the Garden of Transsexuals and Gaffer Belts.
Gaffer Belts. Wikipedia. Let's try Wikipedia.
Google didn't have anything?
It has orders for them, but it doesn't say
I'm going to write a book called 2 a.m. in the Garden of Good and Evil, and it's going to be about them being like, so what do you want to do now?
Do you want to put on gaffer belts?
We already did that. You guys want to watch Conan again? He comes back on at 2. the second airing of Leno.
It really doesn't say. It's saying that it's... Well, I put that in Wikipedia, and it comes up with duct tape.
Oh!
That's what it's for, then.
Well, I
see. See duct tape? Generally used by the transvestite community.
Let's see.
I'd use duct tape on my breast once.
I accidentally...
It hurt so bad.
I'm not going to say how, because it's a long story.
Oh,
it's like almost like an American Pie kind of crazy chain of events story, but I got some duct tape on, like, a little piece on my crotch one time and fucking hurt getting it off.
Duct tape is also sometimes used by musicians on film sets and theaters, although a more specialized product commonly known as gaffer tape.
Gaffer tape is
used in entertainment circles is preferred as it does not leave a sticky residue when removed and is more easily torn into thin strips for precise application.
I don't know then. I'll have to get the book and look at it. I don't. Whispering it really didn't help since it's into microphone that's something. Connected to the headphones.
I'm sure they used something to hold it back.
I thought that's what it was called. They used
They used willpower.
I am sure that we have a transvestite listener out there.
I don't know.
Really, you think?
I hope so.
Super rare.
If you're a transvestite listener, please email us or call us.
Yeah, that would liberatethegspot@gmail.com. I would like to talk to you personally to see. What it is before Ryan does, so he knows that I know what I'm talking about. Whatever.
You just want to have a leg up on me. Fine, I'll research it while I'm at work.
You do it. Then they monitor your computer.
Why? Is Ryan a transvestite?
His hair is really long. I don't know.
It's not long much anymore. It's shorter.
It's still
now.
Pretty long.
For a man, yes.
Oh.
But I mean, if those exist,
you're not sure.
I don't know.
Everyone is exactly the same.
From the back, I think that people would still, you know, kind of do that thing they do
where they think I'm a woman from behind that I turn around with a full beard. They're like, oh, I have made a huge mistake.
We're at Arby's, and ladies like, or the guy was like, here you go, ma'am, and he turns around.
Yeah.
He's like, that happens all the time. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Before we go into Would You Rathers,
oh,
I want to mention the Facebook page. if people want to join that, we have a Facebook now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, maybe like one or two people will join.
Because it's fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Facebook?
Well, it's kind of, you kind of have to know the people to join, I think. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But
yeah,
we have like friends and junk.
It should stay that way.
Oh, see, I have a Facebook account, but I did it. I don't remember why.
But we also have new MySpace person, Michael from QCast Connecticut.
Wait, didn't you say that?
No, he's a new listener, but he also added himself to our MySpace page.
Yeah, he's that podcast.
He added himself?
Yes. And also, and we have new rapper map people. We have Obi and Michael from QCast Connecticut.
Obi from On Living Single?
No, probably not.
Anyone ever watch that show?
In Living Signal? Yeah.
I love that.
It sounds familiar.
No, Living Single with
it was around the same time frame.
It was
on during the day
and had Queen Latifah in it.
Queen Latifah, that's it. And then her name was Khadijah. Because Khadijah don't need
and Kim
it.
Cole was in it too.
Yeah, Kim Cole and that chick
the
that
one
was
from
on,
the Cosby Show.
Yeah, and then the lady that was on Celebrity Fit Club the first year, I think.
I don't remember.
I don't know what her name is.
Fatty Fat Fat?
228.
I guess.
Oh, who was it from 228?
It was that girl.
I don't know who that is.
Sister. I don't think she was the mom on Sister. She wasn't the mom on Sister Sister. Was she?
What happened to those sisters?
Long time ago.
Who were this? Who's Sister Sister?
Sister Sister, Artia and Tamara. He and Tamara, whatever.
Williamsburg. I can't remember the last names. But they were twins.
It was on the Disney Channel or some shit?
Yeah, it was on Disney. I think it was on something else before that, NBC.
Oh, I remember them.
And then they moved it to...
Oh! The mom is Jack A. from 228. That's who that was. Jack A.
I don't know. Sister Sister bothered me a lot. I couldn't watch that show.
I'm sorry.
How the hell were they split up and nobody knew about it? Like, how do you have fucking twins and you don't know that you had... Oh, my God. I have another baby I didn't know about. How do you deliver two babies and you were unaware?
Crack cocaine.
That is possible.
If what? You were high on crack cocaine.
Okay.
And you wouldn't know.
But they were, like, in a really nice neighborhood. They looked like the Cosbys.
The Huxtables?
The Huxtables, yeah. On the Cosby. They had a really nice house and shit.
That doesn't mean anything.
The like, Cosbys just enjoyed an extremely large amount of Jello.
He was a whore.
Maybe she was a crackhead.
I don't know.
Yeah, because one of them was gangsta.
How much time do we have?
We have like 13 minutes, and I have just a few more things I need to say.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Get it, dog.
Oh, because there was a show on the radio yesterday where they were interviewing a hooker. And it was really, really interesting. Her name was Slappy the Hoe.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. I was digging it.
Maybe we could talk about that on the next show.
I won't be here.
Because I need... What do you mean you won't be
I'll
here?
I'll pretend like
when's
I know
the next show?
I don't know. Yeah, probably next Friday.
That'd be cool.
Excuse Ooh. Me. That was weird.
Ryan can stand in for me, though.
That's true. I wanted to say also that I'll be on another show called Don't Drop the Soap. You can go there, don'tdropthesoap.org. Yeah, again. We're supposed to record like tomorrow. And also, I want to tell everybody there's a special episode over on the blog that you can download.
Of Don't Drop the Soap?
No, of Foul Monkeys.
What is it?
I recorded with Nard from Bear Podcast. Oh. And we're just being silly with all the record, like the sound effects and stuff. So if you go over to the blog, you can download that.
Secret bonus.
Although I haven't put it up yet, so I need to do that like before this comes out. Oh, and actually, we're doing pretty good because our bandwidth on the website is actually almost exceeded. So, in probably tomorrow or the next day, the website's going to be down for like a couple days.
Well, that's not exciting
until the beginning of the month.
Hooray!
But that means a lot of people are coming to it.
Well, tomorrow is the 28th, right? So it's only a couple days.
Yeah, but I don't want to deny the people.
Just post a thing on the blog.
The people need their monkeys.
And then the blog's bandwidth doesn't...
Yeah, there's no... I don't think it's like that. I don't know. It's
yeah,
weird.
No, you can still go to the blog because the blog is the Blogspot, so...
But they can't... If they can't see the webpage, they can't go to the blog.
Isn't the blog just foulmonkeys.blogspot.com?
Yes, you're so good. Thank you.
Yeah. You should just go to that if the website's down.
Sounds good. Ryan, the song.
What's up?
The song.
Oh.
Would you rather do this or that? I'm going to need you to switch it up every now and then. Like, maybe hip-hop next time.
No, you don't want to hear that.
I'll give you some music, and then you can do it.
You're going to bust a beat.
Wait. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Not a roach, a palmetto bug.
He was looking his lips right when he said that.
I'm going to go first. Would you rather spend a day with Thomas Jefferson and Dennis Johnson or George Washington Carver and Alyssa Milano?
Well, what? I missed the first part. I heard the options.
Would you rather spend a day with?
The second one.
George Washington Carver and Alyssa Milano?
Yeah.
And pretty much just Alyssa Milano, right?
I think, though, George Washington Carver would be fucking annoying. Everybody's like, oh, George Washington Carver, the peanut guy. He likes peanuts. But that would get old. Because, like, remember Bubba on Forrest Gump?
Yeah,
Bubba Gump. Shrimp cocktail. Shrimp on the house, shrimp in a bucket. You could just have shrimp
in my ass.
Put shrimp on a plate. Put shrimp on
my penis.
And yeah, it's like I think it would be like that, but with peanuts.
What movie were you guys watching?
You can make peanut butter. You can make Forrest peanut Hump. Bread.
Forrest, yeah,
you can make sure. Peanut in a can. You can put peanuts in a bag.
I don't think George Washington Carver was like that. Just because he was black and he had a specific thing that he dealt with doesn't mean he's
It's a very and his name wasn't Bubba Gump.
It was Bubba.
It was Bubba something or other. His last name was not to be mentioned
in the film. Yeah, it was. I'm
sure it probably was.
He mentions it on the bus. He says his name is like
Bubba Burton.
Blue, I don't know, something.
Bubba Jambalaya.
How about you?
From
what would you pick?
Oh, what would I pick? I would hang out with Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be like, hey, you want to take your shirt off?
Well, she's like a whore, but she's a funny one.
She's
she's a great rat.
She's a funny whore.
Yeah, I'd be like,
she does have some nice titties.
Why don't you take off that shirt? I mean, you're hanging out with me and George Washington Carver.
So is she on your list?
Listen. No. But if I'm getting to hang out with her, then yes.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
All right, fine.
All right, Stephanie, you're up.
Would you rather live in a Salvador Dali landscape or Tolkien's Middle Earth? And I'm going with a Salvador Dali landscape.
Me too.
Because that's super fun. And Tolkien's Middle Earth is full of like orcs and shit.
So. I'm gonna say Tolkien's Middle Earth because I need at least some kind of structure. I don't need like clocks melting all over my face all the time. Like, look, I'm just trying to climb this fucking tree. Okay, I don't need melty clocks everywhere. Damn. Seriously.
Damn. I think it'd be
fun. What is the fucking painting with the bulls hidden everywhere? I don't need this shit.
There were some normal ones. There was like that.
You painted like fruit and stuff too.
Yeah, sometimes there was fruit and shit.
Well, maybe that one, and I can hang out with a giant fruit and be like, this is delicious.
You're like, I love your melons.
I wrote a paper about Salvador going to the Salvador Dali exhibit. Mm-hmm. I never even went.
Oh, nice.
I just looked at pictures online.
Just Google imaged it.
Yeah. He totally bought it, too. He's like, so did you like it? I'm like, yeah, I got a bumper sticker.
It'd be funny if they didn't have bumper stickers and he knew that.
I have them.
The inventory right here.
That's where I got the idea.
Although some paintings that you saw online are not at that.
I know, they're not at the... He didn't say that, though. No, actually, I looked at a list. That's what it was. I looked at a list from the museum website of what they had, and then I Googled and imaged them.
All right, Ryan.
Would you rather have a lake named after you or have a popular children's multivitamin shaped in your image?
That'd be one big fucking vitamin.
That's
right there.
Creepy.
I'm going with the lake because I'd rather have people swim in me than children putting me in their mouth. Yeah. Yeah, think about that one. Put it in your Cheerios. swish it about.
Having little children putting me in their
Someone is totally going to sound clip that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're also going to accuse us of being pedophiles.
It's going to be used against you someday.
In San Francisco.
It's cool. We
it's
have
just
going to
be the little
version,
children putting so me in right. their mouth.
Little children in my mouth. In their mouth.
Oh, with God. That's so gross.
In a pool.
I would do the lake. As well.
I mean, a lake.
I think I'd do the lake.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think it'd be huge.
Unless it'd be unless it was like a really like dirty ass lake, like God damn, I man, I fucking I put my fucking hand in Lake Tarpley and I got stabbed with four hypodermic needles
and came out with a big.
Do you know
handful
what you can do? I didn't know you could do HIV. This. You can get a street named whatever you want it to be named. If you're the first house that's built
on
a
yeah.
street,
you can name it after you.
You can name it after. Not you, or you can just name it whatever
right.
you want.
I'm going to name it.
I want to do it.
All of George Carlin's seven words you can't say on television.
Shit. Fuck.
Yeah, it's like ass, shit, titty.
Piss, cunt, motherfucker.
Piss, cunt, yeah, motherfucker.
I think.
Bitch. Or I don't remember what all of them are.
They can't say
but
titty.
Anyway, it just strained
titty?
Together.
Tits. I don't think they say
titty. No, you can't because it's... It's not used in any other context.
Yeah, cow
still
tits.
Yeah, but
they're still like
tits.
Breasts,
they're still breasts.
So you can't talk about cow tits?
No, you can talk about cow's teats. Udders.
Teats.
Teats.
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably say
teats. T-E-A-T-S, not redneck tits.
Hey, look at them titties.
Look at them tits. Look at them titties.
I'll slap them teats around.
Teats. I'm going to milk him teeth.
Put my face to him and go, sure
come here, mommy.
I'm sure that there is a restriction on what you can name the street, like there's with license plates.
So. Wait, there's one with license plate?
Yeah, you cannot put whatever you
so
want
I
on
So I can't
license
put
plate.
Fucker?
No.
No.
They
what about
will reject
fuck
it.
You?
They won't let you put I'm gay on there either.
No, they'll even reject like foreign like curse words.
What about F-U-H-K-W-A?
No.
Fuqua?
Oh, wait, no.
Fuqua?
Wait. F-A-H-K-W-U.
Fakwu?
Fakwa?
Yeah, okay, Ryan. All right, it's time to end the show. Okay. I want to invite everybody to go to the webpage, if it's up, at www.foulmonkeys.com.
If it's not, they won't be able to know why.
If it's up.
Right, but this is coming up after the first of the month, so they'll be able to get this.
Okay.
They can try.
Also, it should be up. Never mind. Just ignore what I just said.
Hopefully, if it wasn't up, you now understand why.
Right. Also, give us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Or you can email other people of the podcast. You can email... Can I give them your Herb? Can I give them your email? No. Can't give Herb's email out. Well, they can get that.
Well, you guys can email me.
Yeah,
or
me
I
too.
Am me. It's liberate the G spot in any Hotmail, Gmail, AOL,
AIM, MSN,
and
Ryan. Messenger, Yahoo, Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
I have the Ryan Tarpley at Gmail.
On the sidekick.
Yes, on the sidekick.
On the sidekicks.
And Corduroy Pirate on AIM.
Also, what else should I say? Go to the blog.
Merchandise.
Frapper. Oh, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. We want more calls. I want more calls. Do you guys want more calls?
Definitely. As long as they're not like, telling us how much we
suck. Oh, no, we would need to hear that, too, because we need to make fun of them. Oh,
okay.
But, cool. Well, I hope the show was fun for everybody.
It
was all right. Oh, good one.
I think it's a good. I think it was okay.
You had to drop that in for our listeners.
You think it's a good.
It was a little, there's some technical shit going on.
He's in Clearwater?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Visit Kata's. Fuck, always mess up their name. Pod is my co-pilot.
Yeah, he always keeps saying Cod. Does one of them have like an extremely large penis?
He emailed me. Taylor the Latte Boy. Pod is my cod piece. Another great episode, though. I was laying in bed laughing to it, much to my amusement of my dogs, who were sort of tilted their heads a couple of times in bewilderment. And he just said he'd love to tape a co-episode sometime. Let's set something up once Michael, because Michael from QCast Connecticut is actually moving to Orlando. He's moving to Orlando, so he's going to be closer too.
From Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
That's a switch.
I know, right?
And it's freezing cold. It's burning hot.
He votes that the stop be here because we're halfway between Orlando and Clearwater. So we'll probably be meeting here, maybe. So that's that. And let's see. Any other feedback? Kyle says he loves Katamari Damacy.
Ooh.
Katamari Damacy. Whatever. It's all the same. And also Tim from Some People Call Me Tim and Go Rainbow Radio says, I've heard about you guys and finally decided to give you a listen. Great show, and I'm now subscribed in iTunes. Keep those great shows coming.
Oh, we will.
We will keep going and going and going.
Because we fucked the Energizer Bunny.
And Lala, I'll send your mic out sometime. I know I have to do it. Anyway, we have to go. We have 10 seconds left. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.